Well, Emily, I love your book because when I think of food swaps, I grew up with cookie exchanges at Christmas, but your book and what you're doing is taking it to a whole new level now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think people get the concept, you know, if they did something like a cookie exchange growing up. But this is a little bit more, a little bit more variety in what is being traded.
So what exactly happens during a food swap?
Basically, everyone arrives at the swap with their items, and they set up. They, you know, have a little space where they set up their items. For each item you bring, not multiples of the same item, but different items, you want to fill out a card that just says who you are, what the item is, and has a little space for people to make offers. And we spend the first part of the event just browsing, sampling, chatting. If you see something you like, you can jot down a little offer on that swap card. And then at some point, the organizer will say, okay, now it's time to swap. And that's when all the actual swapping and negotiation and trading takes place.
So if you want to organize a food swap from the very beginning, where's the best place to start?
Well, I guess I would say my book would be the best place.
Touche.
Yes, indeed. But not to toot my own horn, but the idea is that all the information you need would be in the book to get started. And it's not really hard to get one off the ground. The hardest part probably is getting a location. And once you've found a location, you need to get the word out. But the actual supplies and equipment you need, very minimal. You just need some tables. You'd need some, you know, name tags and pens and to get people to come and bring yummy food.
Well, this is a good way to find really nice locally sourced food because we're not just talking the same mundane items you might have seen at your cookie exchanges. This is a chance to find really great locally produced food, isn't it?
You know, there are people in every community who are, you know, wonderful cooks who are really honing their skills. Maybe they love to bake bread. Maybe they are doing a lot of canning, which is kind of my thing. Hmm. Maybe they have a wonderful vegetable garden and they grow beautiful vegetables, or they raise backyard chickens and have too many eggs. And the food swap brings all these people together and allows them to trade with one another. So, you know, if you're a bread baker but you don't can, you can trade your bread for someone else's homemade jams and jellies. And what a cool thing is that?
Well, it really is, because if you do this, say, like once a month, what a great opportunity to get a lot of goodies into your house that you probably wouldn't work on yourself.
That's exactly right. You can really diversify your pantry and have a chance to eat more homemade foods. And how can that be a bad thing?
Oh, I see no downside to this whatsoever. Since we're talking about people that potentially might be small businesses, you know, the ones you see at the farmer's market, bringing the food into your home, do you have to worry about any regulations or anything like that?
You know, that's a great question. And I go a lot more into detail about the legalities in the book. But the basic takeaway is, this is not the selling of food. We all know that food sales are highly regulated by the government, but that cookie exchange, that church potluck, the government doesn't get involved in any of those. So the key is to make your food swap a lot more like, you know, a private event, a church potluck, a cookie exchange, than a marketplace.
What one thing would you say you don't want to do to have a successful swap? What do you want to stay away from?
Oh, well, that's a great question. I would say selling, that would be an important thing. Don't allow any food sales to take place. Don't let somebody say, here, I'll give you $10 for that jar of jam, because you're going to get yourself into trouble there. And then you just need to make sure you give people a lot of information, because the concept is a new concept. So I sometimes see first-timers, when they come to my food swap, they'll bring cupcakes and they'll just have a big platter of cupcakes. Well, that's not really helpful, because people have no way to get them home. And they don't really know how many cupcakes you're trading. So it's really important to package things, you know, for trading and individually. So pack up two cupcakes together in a little box. And that way people know what it is that you're trading.
That's a really good suggestion to do. I wouldn't have thought of that myself. Your book, Food Swap, also has some really cool stuff in here. In addition to all of the regular recipes, you've got bartending, allegedly the world's best caramel sauce.
Yes, it hasn't been proven, but I will I will hold it up there against any other caramel sauce.
Well, when you talk about bartending for sharing and giving, that's kind of a whole different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot you can do with, you know, craft cocktails are really a big thing right now. So there's a lot of fun things you can do making stuff for your home bar.
And having a cocktail or two during the swap doesn't hurt, does it?
Gosh, yeah. That's another thing to be careful of. Make sure that's okay before you do that.
This is really a cool idea. It's almost like a mini farmer's market, but it's in your home, and you get to meet people, you get to trade these different foods, and maybe introduce yourself to something you may not have tried before.
Absolutely. It's really inspiring, too, to see what people are making and to learn about different kinds of foods. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's really the people. These are all wonderful people. They are brought together by a shared passion for food. And it's just a great way to meet other people in your community who you might not bump into in the course of your ordinary life, but who share your passion for food.
What about worrying about things like people with allergies? How do you tune in everybody to making sure that everybody has a little something to share?
Activity may not be for everyone. If you've got really severe issues with your diet and you need to be 100% sure what's happening in someone's kitchen, this may not be the right thing for you. But the good news is you get to speak with everybody. Everyone's there trading something they made themselves. So you get to talk to the person who made the item and say, you know, is there nuts in this? Is there gluten in this? How did you make it? So that can be reassuring.
Good idea. You're a fairly busy person yourself. You're a blogger. You operate a website. You teach canning classes in the Chicago area. What don't you do?
I don't garden. I'm not a good gardener. So I like it when people bring vegetables and stuff that they grew to the food swap so I can trade my food for those.
That's a great idea. Hey, if someone wants to visit your website or your blogs, where do they go?
So to learn more about the Chicago Food Swap, it's chicagofoodswap.com. My blog is called West of the Loop, which is a Chicago reference. Some of your listeners might get that. In Chicago, the downtown's called The Loop. So my website is westoftheloop.com.
Emily, thank you so much. You've given me an idea for a couple of really great parties.
Well, thank you so much for having me on today.